everybody. This is Chris. This is episode 102 of the Libertarian Republican podcast. Thank you again for joining me. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. So this one is about credentialism, because I know that, you know, this is one of those things that Democrats love to attack Republicans as being, you know, uneducated, hillbillies and rednecks. And I always find it funny when they say that, because, you know, to me, it's like the old saying, who said it? It was Mark Twain who said, "I never let my schooling interfere with my education." And I think it's particularly true now, where you see people who go to these, they go to college and they mostly learn how to be morons. You know, it's colleges are, you know, higher education is not what it used to be. It's pretty pathetic. But of course, you know, Democrats are dazzled by credentials. They're dazzled by college degrees and you know, the expert status. This, oh, he's an expert. Oh, this person over there, oh, they're an expert. And a lot of it, of course, is government just granting you the title of expert. Oh, well, this person has been granted the title of expert. Therefore, we must listen because he's wise and he knows everything. And oh, we have so much to learn from these experts. And look, I've talked about this before, about how about this rule of the expert class, this technocracy, and it's communism, essentially. I mean, that's what this scientification of society and the economy and everything else is all about. It's about calling something that isn't science, calling it science, and then saying, now we must all bow down and obey the science. And, but, you know, look, I just want to go over a few. I think that one way to attack the Democrats is to beat them at their own game and just come back at them with these kinds of arguments that, you're impressed with credentials and college degrees, and well, you know, let's see what kind of credentials we've got on the MAGA side, on the Republican side. You know, are we hillbillies and rednecks? I mean, let's just look at number one, of course, Donald Trump. Let's just look at him. Well, he went to, you know, first of all, he's from New York City, so you can't really be a redneck or a hillbilly when you're from New York City, okay? So, you know, I say that as someone who was born in Brooklyn, even though I did grow up in the mountains of Western Maryland. So, but Donald Trump didn't grow up in the mountains anywhere. So, but he did go to Wharton Business School, which is one of the most prestigious business schools in the country, the University of Pennsylvania's business school. So it's hard to call him a redneck. He's certainly not uneducated. And so we can just go down the list. Let's look at, I think, the number two guy in the whole MAGA movement is Steve Bannon. Let's just look at Steve Bannon. You know, first of all, naval officer. He went to Virginia Tech, got his bachelor's degree. Then he went to Georgetown and got his master's in national security studies. Oh, and then he went to Harvard. Yeah, got his MBA, business degree, Harvard Business School. So, you're impressed by people who go to Harvard? You think we should listen to people who go to Harvard? Well, yeah, there's, how about Steve Bannon? Yeah, he went to Harvard. Oh, Democrats hate that when you point that out. They hate that because they don't know any of this stuff. Another guy, Ron DeSantis. Oh, Democrats think Ron DeSantis is the worst. He's this redneck, hillbilly, just horrible right-wing guy. Oh my God, he's terrible. He's uneducated. He's so unenlightened. Now, guess where he went? He went to Yale. Yeah, he went to Yale. And then, guess where he went after Yale? He went to Harvard. Harvard Law. Yeah. So, also he was a naval officer. Served in Congress, by the way, too. So he's a former congressman. So, yeah, you know, this is a very impressive guy. I mean, these people are very impressive. The top of the MAGA movement. Another guy, Peter Navarro. He was Trump's, and still is, one of Trump's big economic advisors. Well, he went, guess where he went? Yeah, he went to Harvard. Yeah. Peter Navarro was the guy that the FBI put in leg irons. They clamped him in chains. They put handcuffs on him, and then they put him in leg irons at Reagan National Airport. He's like 73 years old. And they put him in leg irons and perp walked him out of the airport. You know, they did that to embarrass him, to humiliate him. A 73-year-old guy who went to Harvard. He's got a PhD in economics at Harvard, but the FBI had to put him in leg irons and perp walk him out of the, I mean, it's just so unnecessary and so vicious, and that just makes me so mad. But there's a couple other guys that I like to mention. You know, I am a libertarian leaning guy. Rand Paul. You know, Rand Paul. Oh, he went to Duke School of Medicine. He's a doctor, and he's not. You know, people say, "Oh, he's just an eye doctor. He's an optometrist." He's not an optometrist. He's an ophthalmologist, which means he's an eye surgeon who specializes in corneal transplants and cataract and glaucoma surgery. So he's a surgeon. He operates on the eyeball, on your eyeball. He's an extremely impressive guy. Another guy from Kentucky, same state as Rand Paul, Thomas Massey. He's another really libertarian-leaning guy. He went to MIT, got his master in mechanical engineering, started his own company, made millions of dollars. He lives in an off-the-grid house that he built by himself. He grows his own food. You know, here's one of those guys that Democrats should love this guy. They should love Thomas Massey. Wow, he grows his own food. He's all about healthy food. He lives off the grid. He got a Tesla, and I think he basically like hot rodded his Tesla and made it even better because he's, you know, maybe he's even smarter than Elon Musk. But of course, because Thomas Massey is a Republican and he's libertarian and he likes, you know, he believes in guns, people should be allowed to have guns, the Democrats hate him. They hate him. So, you know, and there's a bunch of others. There's a bunch of the candidates that we're looking at right now. For example, the Ohio Senate candidate, J.D. Vance. He was a Marine and he went to Yale. He's got his law degree from Yale. Another impressive guy. Blake Masters for the Arizona Senate, candidate for Senate from Arizona. He went to Stanford, got his law degree from Stanford Law. So another pretty impressive credential there. And speaking of, you know, impressive guys, I think you've also have to look at all of the veterans and the, for example, you've got Doug Mastriano, who's running for governor of Pennsylvania. He was an Army colonel for 31 years in the Army, rose to the rank of colonel. Pretty impressive. You've got let's not overlook the four Navy SEALs who are Republicans running for Congress. I think all of them are running for Congress. And there's one guy, Morgan Luttrell, Derek Van Orden, Eli Crane, Ryan Zinke, all of them Navy SEALs. So four Navy SEALs running for Congress. Oh, there's also a Green Beret. How about Joe Kent, Washington State, running for Congress? He's a Green Beret. Pretty impressive guy, you know. Oh, how about the Senate candidate in New Hampshire, Don Bolduc? He was a general in the Army, an Army general. That's kind of impressive. I mean, you've got all kinds of guys like this. You've got, and women, you've got Jake Elsey in Texas. You know, he's an incumbent running for re-election. He was a Naval Academy graduate. He's a fighter pilot, commercial airline pilot. You know, very impressive guy. You've got Corey Mills down in Florida, who's running for Congress. He was in the 82nd Airborne. Let's see, who else? You got Jack Bergman in Michigan. He's a Marine, former general of the Marines, Marine general. Pretty impressive. Then there's a bunch of other guys. There's another Green Beret, actually. He's in the state senate in Florida, Jay Collins. He's a Green Beret down in Florida. Look at Virginia. Virginia is pretty packed with some, we've got some pretty impressive people. Look at Jen Kiggins. She was a Navy helicopter pilot. She's running for Congress in Virginia. Hung Cao, running in Virginia for Congress. He's, I think he's running in the 11th district, and he is 10th, maybe 10th or 11th. I should know that. I do know that, but I can't forget it. I can't bring it to the front of my brain right now. But he's a very impressive guy, a deep sea diver, basically like a rescue diver, really specialized guy in the Navy. Look at there's a bunch of other candidates. Well, in Virginia, you have Yesley Vega. Now she's running. She is a former police officer from Alexandria. I think she was Alexandria City Police. So that's pretty impressive. And you've got other people, like you've got Jennifer Ruth Green I think she's in Ohio or Indiana. Indiana, I think. She was in the Air Force. She has an aeronautics degree. There's Greg Stubbe, who's in, he's an incumbent. He's in Florida. He was in the Army. You've got Tom Cotton, who went to Harvard. He's an incumbent, and he went to Harvard. He was also completed the Army Ranger School. You've got Mark Green, who's he's running for Congress in Tennessee. He was in the Army. He's a doctor. Jim Baird from Indiana is a Vietnam veteran. He's got a PhD in basically like farm animal nutrition. He's a real expert in farm animal health and in farming. Pretty impressive guy. You got Van Taylor, who was running for Congress, or he's an incumbent actually in Texas. He was a former Marine. So we have a lot of really impressive people in the MAGA movement, in the Republican Party. And, you know, there's a lot of Harvard people, a lot of, you know, Stanford. You got Stanford in there. You got Yale in there. You got some guys, you got both Yale and Stanford. So now, of course, Democrats hate it when you point out this stuff. But this is why we should have these kinds of things at the top of our head, you know, at the tip of our tongue. So that when we run into one of these people, who says, oh God, these Republicans are so dumb, they're so uneducated, we all know these snobby, snooty, elitist Democrats, these liberals who think they're so smart, and oh God, they want, you know, and I mean, really, when you contrast impressive people with unimpressive people, it's really amazing. Like, and I think the greatest example is Joe Biden himself. Wow, what a totally, thoroughly unimpressive guy. I mean, he's never even had a real job. His entire adult life, he's never had a job. I mean, he doesn't know anything about anything. He's a complete idiot. He's been in the Senate since 1972. 50 years he's been in the Senate. I mean, this is just, it's just outrageous that anybody is impressed by Joe Biden. I mean, this guy is, and yet this is the guy who's basically in charge of our entire economy. When you think about it, he is the man who is, which is, you know, a really good argument for never putting any one person, never giving any one person this much power. Okay, nobody, no one person should ever have the kind of power that Joe Biden has. But This is the world we live in. This is the country we now live in. We live in a country where Joe Biden, where one guy is in control of the entire economy, 330 million people. He can make you dance like a puppet on a string. He can make or break your business. He's got so much power, and yet this guy is so stupid, so absolutely devoid of any actual knowledge of how anything works, how the economy works, how anything works. These people are so dumb, and he surrounds himself with even dumber people. So it's really just, you know, this is one of the reasons why we have so many problems, because we have idiots in charge. And really, we should have nobody in charge. If nobody was in charge, then no, you know, this is the argument for decentralization. You know, you shouldn't have centralized power. You should have decentralized power, because that it limits the damage one person can do. You can get one guy who's, if you get a really, really stupid president, well, he can't do that much damage because he doesn't have that much power. But that's not the country we live in anymore. That's not the America we live in. We live in a country where one guy can wreck the entire country. And because we have chosen somehow, for some stupid reason, the American people, and you know, we have decided that it's okay to give this one person this much power, you know, that much power. It's the source of all of our problems. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 102. If you like this podcast, as always, if you like it, share it with everybody you know. Give me some good ratings. Go to Podbean and go to everywhere. It's hosted on Podbean, but you can find it everywhere on Apple and Google and Spotify. I got a lot of getting a lot of people on Spotify now. So thank you, Spotify. And that's it. And I will see you on the next one. All right. Bye-bye.